Lucky for him, he married a patient woman, one that loved him in spite of himself. He never told her, but he'd sometimes tell others that the little woman was a godsend. Without her by his side, he'd been dead a long time ago. He should have told her. She needed to hear those words. She's taken time off from her job to tend to him. Her days are spent at his side, spoon-feeding him, cleaning his teeth, turning him, bathing him, covering and uncovering him, and trimming the beard he grew as a young man to cover the hideous scars that sniper inflicted. He doesn't need a ring to remember that day. He's remembered it every single morning for decades now. Every time he looked in the mirror and put in his teeth. Sometimes he asks her, "Where's my stuff?" She knows exactly what he's talking about. It's that way with people who've been partners for near about a lifetime. She goes to the safe in his office and turns the black and white dial, listening for the click of the code. Then she gathers his stuff to carry back to the sunroom for him. His stuff consists of his billfold and that ring that he designed before the trip to the Vietnam Memorial Wall in D.C., where he met up with Doc's grown daughter and her mama. The three of them read Doc's name together at a Veterans Day ceremony. They stood there in the dark, shivering from the cold and the grief, and read from a long list of names. It takes 4 days of reading 24 hours around the clock to get through the complete list of over 58,000 names of men and women killed or missing in action. The veteran wore his leather coat and his cap with the red and yellow colors across it. Colors from the South Vietnamese flag, colors meant to represent a freedom that existed in ideology only. Ideals are the things that Congress and knuckleheads claim to draft war over. Mostly, though they won't hardly admit it, it's for money's sake. Some will even volunteer to do the fighting that Congress bids them to do. During the Veterans era, men went to war because they were ordered to go. They didn't have a choice. Failing to do that, they never forgive themselves. The veteran once penned a poem that hangs in the hallway of his brick home. It reads in part, "God knows I..."